Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, you might remember last week on the programme we spoke about hedgerows and the possibility of changes to the cutting season, and it got us thinking about hedgerow management and the best practices involved. How do you make sure you're creating a suitable habitat for all of those species using the hedge? Well, Alan Moore is Secretary of Hedgerows Ireland and he's on the line now. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. Great to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you too. Now, I know it's not hedgerow cutting season at the moment. You can cut those hedges for road safety purposes. But before we get to all of that, will you explain to us why hedgerows are so important?
Hedgerows are amazingly important, Claire. I mean, in many ways, if you were asked to design a landscape feature which would address the big challenges facing us in the countryside, climate chaos and weather change and biodiversity loss, you'd probably end up with our amazing existing hedgerow network, which is the envy of so many countries.
And hedgerows help with both flooding and drought. Explain why.
They do so much and even more than that, but they help with flooding and drought by allowing water to penetrate into the soil during extreme weather events. So they reduce and prevent flooding, but they also help reduce and mitigate against drought by releasing water slowly, and they improve water quality by filtering out nutrients and silt and pesticides. So they do a huge amount. Now, but their role in...
Sorry to interrupt you, Alan, but when we were talking about this last week, we touched on the fact that there's a trend at the moment for very groomed hedges to be cut back quite a ways. Now, are you saying that that is not the way that people should approach this?
We are saying that, Claire. In recent years, and perhaps in relation to the advent of very big new machinery, there has been a trend to cut hedges annually and to a very low height. And this unfortunately means that the huge potential I referred to that our hedgerows have is not being realised, that an annually cut, low-cut hedge really doesn't deliver on all the many services that it can do. In particular, biodiversity, which we haven't mentioned. Hedgerows are a vast reserve for our wildlife. 95% of our wildlife resides in hedgerows on farmland. So what we're proposing is to return to a more relaxed method of hedgerow management, for example, cutting every second or third or even every 5 years, and just side cutting where electric fences need to be prevented from shorting. But we really want to see these changes incentivized by better farm payments because, Claire, existing hedgerows are really badly rewarded under the CAP farm system. And our group has been lobbying for years and we will lobby in the new CAP for better payments for hedgerows to encourage this more relaxed style of cutting.
People want bigger fields now, and you mentioned the bigger machinery that need to get in and out of those fields. So that's resulting in more hedgerows being removed. These are internal now, I'm not talking about the roadside hedgerows, but the dividing ones.
No, you're so right. I mean, hedgerow removal does continue. To be honest, Claire, farmers and farming organisations are very much getting with the programme and they're working with us. And hedgerow removal is now more seen in local authorities giving inappropriate planning permission to remove hedgerows, new forestry enterprises, and some billionaire land investors who have little interest in the long-term biodiversity and other elements and tend to remove hedgerows when they buy land. So we want to change all that, and we are having a lot of success in changing the patterns of hedge cutting, but we're very ambitious to achieve more.
Now, last week, Alan, when we were speaking to Michael Healy-Ray and Mark O'Cahasy from the Greens about this, Deputy Healy-Ray was telling us that the birds are intelligent. They don't nest where the cutting is happening on the outer edges of the hedges. Is there any truth in that?
It's another old chestnut. I mean, it's really nonsense, Claire. Birds will nest where they can, particularly when habitat is limited. They probably do prefer to nest further away from busy roads, but they definitely do that. So, you know, the roadside hedge cutting old chestnut comes up every year, and it really doesn't make sense. And of course, hedgerows are much more than just places for birds to nest, but they include flowering and fruiting and nuts and berries, which feed our pollinators and the many animals who reside there. So there's so much going on. and there's no need to overcut them.
Now, I mentioned earlier that for road safety reasons, you can prune for that reason, can't you, all year round?
Absolutely. You know, there's provision under the Wildlife Act and the Roads Act for necessary cutting for road safety during the summer. So that's not a problem. There's no need for a new regulation or a change in the regulation to do that.
Now, many farmers will rely on a contractor to come in, as you say, with a bigger machine and to cut back the hedges. Do you find that the farmers are leaving it to the contractors? Does the contractor just do what he expects, what he thinks the farmer expects him to do, and cut that hedge right back? Or are farmers more involved in the process?
I think you're right. Very often contractors do make the decisions. And so, as I said earlier, there has been a fashion in recent years, particularly for the annual severe low square cut. That is changing, but contractors do have a big influence on how hedges are managed. So that there's a real opportunity to change. What we're trying to push is that hedges do pay for themselves. We mentioned the earlier benefits to flooding and carbon and so on. Hedges actually do make economic sense on a farm. I was talking to the tillage correspondent of the Farming Independent recently, who you might expect to take the view that fields should be bigger. But he was saying that, in fact, he would find it very hard to justify further hedgerow removal, given climate change, given all the problems with flooding and compaction, so that there is a real sea change in the attitude towards hedgerows. They do make economic sense, but they do need to be properly rewarded by farm payments.
Now, Paul in Cork has texted us to say, can we ask you about your view on councils? He says they're butchering hedgerows around the countryside, leaving sharp branches sticking out onto the road. Have you spoken to the councils about their hedge-cutting strategy?
Yeah, it's a great point. There was a time a few years ago when all hedge cutting contractors had to be certified and to have completed training, because there is an issue around blunt flails and the wrong equipment and the wrong techniques. So we're very keen on further education for hedge cutting contractors. And we think that local authorities should ensure that the contractors that they employ are fully trained. It's a great point. We do see some very inappropriate hedge cutting, but we see some really good hedge cutting, and the good guys do a really good job. We're looking for taller, wider, denser hedges cut in an A shape, and that trend is spreading, and we're promoting it as hard as we can.
All right, just a quick one from Nuala before we finish. Can you tell me what's the rule about cutting shrubs in a private garden? Is there one?
Yeah, I mean, under the Wildlife Act, there are exemptions to the rule no cutting during the nesting season, and that includes in the ordinary course of agriculture. And some would say that that includes gardening and that you have an exemption. To be honest with you, Claire, hedges are very badly protected under the law at the moment. And while we're dead against over-regulation, and we agree with our farmer colleagues that is a problem, we do think that hedges need better protection under the law, and you know, we think that change will come. And you did talk to Mark O'Cohasig last week about the new Hedgerows Protection Bill, which is filling a gap in the legislation, and we recommend it.
But as it stands, there is no ban there on cutting hedges in a private garden at any time of the year. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that it's open to interpretation.
Okay.
Of course, gardeners should really avoid doing that. But there is a loophole under the Wildlife Act, which may let them off. But really, we think people should understand why it's a good idea not to cut them. And never mind the rules. It's common sense to leave birds to nest and hedges to flower.
Well, Alan, we have so many questions coming in for you. So what we'd like to do is have you back to maybe answer some of those questions for us.
And check out our website, Claire, hedgerowsireland.org, where we're launching our campaign on hedge cutting for the coming September.
OK, hedgerowsireland.org. And Alan, we will speak to you again. Good to talk to you. Alan Moore there, Secretary of Hedgerows Ireland. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.